I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Hundreds of people filled the Assembly of God Church in Hamilton last night to get the latest news on the Roaring Lion fire burning southwest of town. One of the people who came is Barbara Partney. As people were still filling into the church, she said she started getting ready to evacuate her house shortly after the fire erupted on Sunday.
It's unnerving. Oh, yeah. It's surreal. It gets eerily quiet when you are in an area that's under a stage alert. It's almost like everybody's they just want to watch. It's quite an experience. I don't want to go through it again, but I'll be better prepared next time.
Partney's house was eventually moved from an alert area to one under evacuation. She came to the meeting last night hoping she'd be allowed to go back home.
I'm hoping to find out. I mean, I understand if they say you can't stay at night, but you can go and assess the situation. It's unnerving. You want to know.
Ravalli County Sheriff Chris Hoffman kicked off the meeting, clearly relieved. After 4 days of mostly bad news, he was finally able to start doling out some good.
I think we have a lot of answers for you tonight. I think you're going to find that a lot of things have changed over the last couple of days due to a lot of hard work by people from, frankly, across the United States that have come to help us in a time of need. Absolutely.
There are now 735 people fighting the Roaring Lion fire, including crews from 15 states outside Montana, coming from as far as Alaska, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Under Sheriff Steve Holton took the stage next, standing under a big video screen showing an updated map.
So you see this shaded purple area. This is Gold Creek.
The purple area was a big chunk of territory north and east of the fire that had been an evacuation area. It was now switched to evacuation warning status.
We're not rescinding the evacuation orders, but we are kind of relaxing them back to that stage one. And what I kind of like to point out is that means that there's still a probability that you might have to evacuate, but at least you get to go home.
Next up was Fire Incident Commander Greg Ponson.
We have attained about 15% containment, and that's demonstrated by the black line on the map.
There was quite a bit of applause last night. The meeting showed that the Bitterroot Valley, though clearly under stress, is remaining positive despite experiencing what Sheriff Hoffman says is the worst fire he's seen here in 16 years. People gathered in the big room under the church's high ceiling acknowledged and offered sympathy and prayers for the people who saw 14 of their homes destroyed and the many others who still aren't being allowed back inside the remaining evacuation zones. No additional homes have been destroyed since Sunday, and the overall tone of the meeting was gratitude, as expressed by one local resident toward its end.
Tuesday was watching hell come to town, and they stopped it. God bless you all.
After the meeting, Barbara Partney, who'd come hoping to hear that she'd be allowed back home, left very happy.
The meeting was awesome. I think they were very informative. They let us know what's going on. I like that we finally have some direction and that we can go home and check our place. I still feel bad for these that are out. We'll just keep them in our prayers. But we got an awesome community.
Pam Zekin told MTPR's Nora Sachs that she was pretty stoked too.
I have a permit to get back home. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
And how did you manage to get one of those?
By coming to the meeting tonight. He showed the map. We were in stage two evacuation as of Sunday, but it looked like we are stage one now and we can go back up.
How does that feel?
Oh, it feels glorious. I am just so glad and I'm so thankful we didn't lose our home and praying for those poor people that did.
Certainly. So did you get what you wanted to at the meeting tonight?
Yes, I did, and more than I thought I would. So, and again, I just love to hug every firefighter up there.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you get back home?
Kiss my house. I said a lot of prayers before I left.
For all the good feeling, though, the crisis that started up Roaring Lion Road is far from over. Ravalli County Sheriff Chris Hoffman.
The next 24 to 48 hours are going to tell us a lot, according to what the best information that we're getting from experts.
The experts are saying to expect higher temperatures and lower humidity than what's been seen Wednesday and Thursday, although winds aren't predicted to be as bad as Tuesday, when the fire nearly doubled in size. It's now estimated at more than 7,700 acres. The fire's incident commander says crews are making good progress on Fireline and hope to extend it to the south to an existing road system that should work as a fire break and toward the area of the observation fire that burned earlier this summer. That should slow its progress as well. Still, containment is only estimated at 15% now, meaning that most of the Roaring Lion continues to rage in the thick forest southwest of Hamilton. With reporting assistance from Nora Sachs, I'm Eric Whitney.